Since it was set up 6 years ago, the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has provided unprecedented public access to secret files once held by the security apparatus of communist Czechoslovakia. But it's been a troubled institution, under constant political pressure and plagued by infighting. Now it's in turmoil again, after the sacking of its latest director. Rob Cameron has more.
When Daniel Herman, a former Catholic priest and anti-communist, was elected to lead the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes in 2010, he was the body's fourth director in as many years. Initially, his appointment appeared to bring calm to troubled waters, and he continued in the mammoth task of overseeing the digitalization of kilometers of paper files so they can be more easily accessed online. But on Wednesday, he was summarily dismissed by the six-member supervisory board, who complained that his management was chaotic and digitalization was proceeding too slowly. Critics immediately blamed political influence, especially the presence of newly elected board members nominated by the opposition Social Democrats. Monika Magdona-Pajerova, head of the Yes for Europe NGO, was one of the student leaders who led the 1989 anti-communist demonstrations. She says Daniel Herman was the victim of a political witch hunt.
I would say it all looked for 6 months as a political show trial, because it was first decided, as I said, in September, October, that Mr. Herman will be removed, and then followed a horrible campaign against him, where the new members of the council, every time they came to the meeting, they were interrogating him as if they were an investigation, secret police commission, rather than a council.
The Institute was meant to serve as the guardian of the nation's darkest memories, collecting, organizing, studying, and opening up millions upon millions of pages of secret information gathered by the secret police before 1989. Today, anyone can walk in and browse through virtually any secret police file, not just their own. That level of access is not to everyone's liking, especially not the left. But the chairwoman of the supervisory board, Petrushka Shustrova, herself a former dissident, told Czech television accusations the board had succumbed to political pressure were laughable.
Look, I managed to withstand such pressure in the days of the totalitarian regime, so I really can't imagine a politician today would dare to exert such pressure on me. I certainly wouldn't advise it.
The Institute has always been a political project, created and supported by politicians on the right, grudgingly tolerated but frequently criticized by the Social Democrats and loathed by the communists. Critics like Monika Magdona-Pajerova warn the Czech body could face the same fate as that of neighboring Slovakia, which was starved of funds by leftist leader Robert Fico and is now largely irrelevant.
Thanks for that report, Rob Cameron.